WTAW News Time is 5 minutes after 8. It's 58 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Pioneer Steel and Pipe, your one-stop steel supply store on Highway 21 East in Bryan. Go to pioneerboys.com. Good morning, I'm Chelsea Reber. 67,000 valuation notices have been mailed to the owners of residential and commercial property in Brazos County. That includes Bryan Mayor Pro Tem Greg Owens, who said on our show that he's heard from constituents.
Most of the phone calls I fielded yesterday wasn't a matter of did I get treated fairly. It was a matter of how did they come up with this number? That was above my pay grade.
Chief Appraiser Mark Price says through the end of the month, you can come in the appraisal district office with no appointment to learn how your valuation was set. You can also bring in documentation that might result in changing the number.
If you have sales data or know a realtor that can get you sales data, bring that with you if you're attempting to show that, you know, our value is too high. And we'll take a look at that. And if our value is over what the sales data says, then we'll make that the appropriate adjustment.
Appointments for valuation protests start June 5th. Price says after protests are completed, the appraisal district estimates a valuation increase of 6 to 10%. Three executive session items took Bryan school board members behind closed doors earlier this week with their lawyer.
Two of the three items involve a topic that appears from time to time. It's in regards to state hearings involving special education students. The third item involved unidentified legal issues involving Kemp Carver Elementary School's public announcement system. School Board Attorney Harry Wright Jr. would not answer any questions about what was going on at Kemp Carver. Board took no action after returning to open session. Before that, the board approved a construction contract to expand parking at Crockett Elementary. Construction manager Jeff Windsor says $20,000 was added to the $80,000 contract to cover unexpected surprises that the contractor should not be responsible for paying.
The schools have some serious age on them. So what we find is their utilities that have been put in the ground that aren't on any kind of plan. And we have utility locators come out and they don't find them. And we find them the good old-fashioned way when a backhoe hits them.
The addition of 19 parking spaces is expected to be completed, weather permitting, by July 1st. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620, WTAW.
Grading public schools in Texas will continue to use an A through F grading scale. How those grades are determined have been changed by the Texas House. A final vote is scheduled today on HB 22, which would cut the number of graded categories from 5 to 3. The focus will be more on student achievement instead of standardized tests. Another public education bill scheduled for a final vote in the Texas House today would replace the state's U.S. history exam required to graduate high school with a civics test similar to the naturalization exam. Using a historically significant bill number, HB 1776 would add Texas to more than a dozen states that require social studies curriculum to include material covered by the 100 questions people take to become U.S. citizens. Lessons focus more on items like the Declaration of Independence and the Constitution. In Texas, the history test is one of 5 that students pass to earn a diploma. About half of this year's delegation from the Bryan College Station Chamber of Commerce made their first trip to meet federal lawmakers and other officials in Washington. Chamber President Glenn Brewer says more is getting done compared to prior years.
People would nod their head and say, yeah, we see the problems that you have, but there's really nothing that can be done about that. Now they're actually working on crafting bills that can actually fix some of these things. And whether they'll be voted on this week, next week, or even 6 months from now, they are actually working on it.
Brewer says one item on their priority list, reforming Dodd-Frank banking regulations, was being addressed yesterday.
A lot of the compliance and the regulation is just strangling, and it may not have anything to do with everyday lending practices or whatever, but it actually crimps them with that. And we've a lot of positive response on trying to fix that and repeal the effects of that.
Brewer says the weight of the local chamber with 1,500 members makes an impact.
They know that you have a pretty good grasp of the issues that people are having, and they want to get elected, so they want to know about that.
This is Brewer's 8th trip to D.C. and his first as chamber president. The U.S. House has passed a federal spending bill that goes through September 30th. Congressman Bill Flores of Bryan says it's not perfect, but he did vote yes.
I wish the omnibus was a little better. It's what I've referred to yesterday with the chamber as a crap sandwich. It's got some good crap in it and some bad crap. And you just have to say which one has the better flavor.
Flores, speaking on our show, took issue with President Trump warning there may be a government shutdown in the future.
I think it's inappropriate to talk about a government shutdown. Anytime you have a government shutdown, you're talking about pulling the pay away from our troops, and I just can't go there.
Flores says those in the military will be getting their largest pay raise in 6 years. From the city of College Station, the intersection of Krennic Tap and W. King Cole is closed through Friday at noon for repairs. This will block through traffic on Krennic Tap between Texas and Dartmouth. WTAW News Time is 8:11. It's 58 degrees. You can call or text us this morning, 979-695-1620. This look at news is brought to you by Pioneer Steel and Pipe. One more look at your local news this morning about 8:30, or you can always go to our website, WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
As the Brazos Valley's largest supplier of metal building components, pipe, and steel, Pioneer stocks a complete line of metal building and carport packages, from structural framework like I-beam and square tubing to sheet metal, trim packages, roll-up doors, and insulation. Pioneer is your one-stop shop. Metal buildings and carports are Pioneer Steel's specialty. Pioneer Steel, Highway 21 East. Call 979-589-2333 or on the web at pioneerboys.com.
Whether you have a swimming pool or are looking to build one, trust the Pool Guy. With a large professional staff, the Pool Guy can properly maintain your swimming pool, saving you time and money. The Pool Guy is the only local service center trusted by all pool manufacturers to service their products. Any pool repair, large or small, the Pool Guy's experienced technicians can handle it. For pool supplies, toys, and free water testing, visit the Pool Store. Trust the experience of the Pool Guy to ensure your pool construction and maintenance is done right. Call 575-6200 for the Pool Guy.
Make it a baker's dozen. Blue Baker has been voted best in the Brazos Valley for 13 years in a row. Stop in for breakfast, lunch, or dinner at any of our three College Station locations, or order your Blue Baker favorites online and have them delivered right to your door. Head to BlueBaker.com. Blue Baker, craft bakers serving custom eaters, now with easy online ordering and delivery at BlueBaker.com.
Hey, 812, good morning. Let's do some weather, shall we? It's brought to you by Skyline Communications, in business for your business since 1981 with two-way radios and paging service. Call Skyline Communications at 775-2929.
Sunshine and breezy today as low pressure moves away from the area, so does a cold front. We'll have temperatures up to 75 later today. Clear overnight, lows are going to drop down to 55. Tomorrow, with high pressure headed our way, we'll enjoy sunshine. Should be close to 80 tomorrow afternoon. Tomorrow night clear, lows will be 50 to 55. Saturday is going to be mostly sunny, and temperature Saturday will be 80 to 85 degrees. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
So when does public school get out? Pretty soon, right?
I think so.
Next couple of weeks.
Probably.
I'm not sure. It's not in our world.
I know. We were talking about Texas A&M graduation coming up next weekend.
Right.
Ceremonies are Thursday, Friday, and Saturday.
Wow.
Just FYI.
Wow.
There are three on Thursday, three on Friday, and then I believe the engineers are graduating on Saturday morning at Kyle Field.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Wow.
Because okay. There's so many of them.
Yeah. That's
Praying for good weather.
that'd be nice if they could do that. Yeah. That would be helpful. And it's... let me see. Looks like the 26th of May.
Okay.
That's a teacher work day, but I think that's...
That's when the students
are gone on the 25th, I think. So there.
All right.
And you know, when you get to be a big school like that, how do you do those commencement things? It's difficult.
Right.
Because, you know, you want to have everybody who paid for your education to be there, you know,
mm-hmm.
that kind of thing. So,
yeah.
But it's good for the restaurants, it's good for the hotels,
oh,
all
yeah.
that kind of thing, and we like that. And yeah, so
sure.
We do hope there's good weather, because
yes.
otherwise they'll all get squoze into Reed, I suppose. So
yeah.
that whole question about why do kids get the summer off? I mean, do we even know why that happens? I never really thought about it. Well, I know, but that's what we're here to do.
Right.
Figure
okay.
out why do kids get that, because, you know, in other parts of the world, that doesn't happen.
Right.
Commonly believed that school kids started taking summers off in the 19th century so they'd have time to work on the farm.
Okay.
As nice as that story is, it's not true. Hey, summer vacation has little to do with tilling the fields and more to do with sweaty rich kids playing hooky and their sweaty rich parents.
That's right.
Before the Civil War, farm kids never had summers off. They went to school during the hottest and coldest months, stayed home during the spring and the fall when crops needed to be planted and then needed to be harvested. Meanwhile, the city kids hit the books all year round, summers included. In 1842, Detroit's academic year calendar lasted 260 days. So, as the cities got denser, they got hotter. Endless lanes of brick and concrete transformed the urban blocks into pretty much ovens.
Yeah.
You know, urban heat island effect is what it's called.
Interesting.
That's when America's swelling numbers of middle and upper class families started hightailing it out to the countryside where it was a little bit cooler.
Oh.
Legislators and some of those folks said, well, if you can't beat them, join them.
Yep.
They decided to do the same thing, too. And, of course, they talked about that. That's what. That's when laws didn't got passed a lot faster in Washington because they didn't have air conditioning in the halls of Congress. So they didn't want to stay in there.
Yeah.
And that's it. So that's what it had to do with. And
okay.
It has nothing to do with the crop
Makes
thing,
sense.
Which is what we thought.
Okay? I've heard that before, yeah.
An amusement park has opened a new claw machine, which lets players have a chance to scoop up a real live kitten. Yeah.
What?
The video shows five animals, clearly a few weeks old, walking around inside the game. A woman puts a coin in and attempts to grab one of them. She's unsuccessful. Okay, and the kitty cats just carry on. The clip, which at first seems like a bit of fun, is now clearly under fierce criticism online.
Yeah.
Who thought that was a good idea?
Facebook users very unhappy after the video, believed to have been filmed in China, was uploaded with the caption, "This claw machine is so rigged." So,
I mean, what happens when you grab its neck?
I don't know. Not sure. But again, China, it's different there.
Oh. Yeah, definitely.
Well, and we wondered about this, but apparently mooning is back. Thanks to social media.
Yeah.
I think we talked about...
Yeah, on Instagram.
Yeah, taking a picture of your rear end, but not necessarily mooning, you know, just your rear end.
Right.
But according to the website Refinery29, the latest trend is to do that, since Refinery29 is a website for millennials. Guess they felt like they had to explain exactly what the quote of mooning.
I was going
to
say, they probably didn't even know what mooning was.
Right. Yeah. Quote, you remove your pants, or at least you lower them so that the butt part of your body is visible, and then someone takes a picture. Okay.
Okay. Now, pictures.
Now that everybody knows what that means. Hello.
Yeah, we need to join Steve Martin also in his fight against cat juggling.
That's true.
That's true, yeah.
Because the cats don't like it either. You know, just...
Cat juggling.
How long does it take for everyday stuff to decompose? Here we go.
All right.
A cigarette butt, 1 to 5 years.
Ew.
Apple core, 2 months.
Okay.
Newspaper, 6 weeks. Plastic grocery bag, 700 years.
Oh,
No. That's 10 to 20. See, you feel better because I said 700.
Yeah,
it's only 10 to 20. That's the reason that you know, people are doing away with the plastic bags now. Your disposable diaper could last up to 500 years.
Really?
That's what it says here.
What?
Just saying.
Have they had disposable diapers for 500 years?
No, they haven't.
So how
do
they know that?
Good point.
Because we'll just throw it out there and see if people go with it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Banana peel, 2 to 5 weeks. Aluminum can, up to 200 years. Mm. A plastic bottle, up to 400 years. Fishing line. Okay, all you fisher people, 600 years.
Oh.
Yeah. Plywood, 1 to 3 years, and paper towels, 2 to 4 weeks.
It's so thin.
So quit fishing. It's not good for you. It's not good for the environment.
That. Just don't throw it in the water.
Yeah. We're not going to throw the fishing line in the water.
What happens when the line breaks?
That's what happens. See, that's how it happens. There's nobody out there cutting up spools of wire.
Well, then they need to come up with a new fishing line.
That's exactly right. Well, but that's the whole idea. You talk to fisher people, they want to use those low test fishing line to be able to catch that bigger fish.
Yeah.
More exciting that way. All right, there you go. Just remember, you're ruining the environment, okay?
Okay.
It's all your
fault.
My
wife tells me I'm a terrible listener.
My wife says the same thing, but I heard her loud and clear when she told me to take our old rusted patio furniture to Jackrabbit Powder Coating.
Quick Bunny Flower Toting?
No, Earl, Jackrabbit Powder Coating. Now we take everything metal we own and have it powder coated. It's a tough finish far superior to paint, so it looks great and stands the test of time.
Okay, so Jack Dragon Trouser Roasting. I got it.
Earl, it's Jackrabbit Powder Coating, a company worth remembering.
At Zornemann Flooring, we love helping turn your house into a home. From floors to showers and even backsplashes, we have a wide selection of all leading brands. Need help with colors and designs? We can help with that, too. Whether you are building a new home or remodeling your existing, we are here to help. Oh, and P.S., our prices are pretty great, too. Find us at the corner of Boonville and Wildfire Drive in Bryan or at zfloors.net. Zorneman Flooring, where it's our pleasure to make you happy.
Thanks for the memory.
At Schlitterbahn Water Park, the magic begins the moment we arrive. There are more ways to play and splash the day away together. Parking and tubes are free, and Schlitterbahn lets you bring a picnic. At the end of the day, we all have something special to hold on to.
Buy discounted tickets at Schlitterbahn.com.
Comfort, power, performance. You can have all three with the John Deere riding mower. At Sioux Falls Prater, there is a huge selection of zero-turn and traditional riding mowers to choose from, with varying deck sizes, horsepower, and more. You can have all three, comfort, power, and performance, with a John Deere quality mower for less than $3,000. For more details, visit Sioux Falls Prater Equipment on the corner of 21 and Harvey Mitchell Parkway, or visit cptractor.com.
News Talk 1620, WTAW. Hello.
Hi, I wanted to report there's a major accident on Highway 6 North. Traffic's backed up from Rock Prairie to William B. Fitch on 6.
Okay,
yeah,
thank
you. Yeah, we just got the memo, too, coming in from one of our sister stations, and she's right, exactly what she said. It sounds like a two-car accident. Emergency personnel did just get on scene, but not sure how long that's going to take.
Oh, that's what that siren was.
Oh, probably.
Yeah, yep. I heard them going by in your news. That's what that
was. Yeah, again, okay. So northbound Highway 6 around that Rock Prairie Barren Road in that area, it's already backing up.
Well, because there's no traffic there.
No.
Never sure, anybody out there. Way out there in the south part of the county. Yeah, exactly. All right, so police are investigating the theft of a rhinoceros horn from the University of Vermont. Black rhino horn snatched from the secured room at the school. Police say the burglars used a drill, cut through the lock. The rhino horn has been hanging in the room for several decades. Authorities say thieves probably plan to sell it on the black market. $3,000 reward out there. Somebody's been watching too much Breaking Bad on Netflix. John W. Ghost, he's 56, and a science teacher in New Mexico.
Wow.
Pled guilty to cooking meth.
He's the real life Walter White.
The real Walter White. There you go. Oh, is that right?
Yeah.
Had chemicals and lab equipment in his car, enough to make $44,000 worth of drugs. Wonder if he shaved his head.
Grew a goatee. Yeah.
We haven't had a Kim Kardashian story in the longest.
Oh, my gosh, and I've just been suffering.
Lifetime announced yesterday they'll be doing a beauty competition series executive produced by Kim Kardashian. The, let's see, Variety reports the series will pit four beauty bloggers against one another for an opportunity to be part of Kim's glam empire.
Oh.
Their words. Each episode will pit them against four bloggers, one against the other, and the winner will move on to the semifinals, and then one will go for one of three spots in the finals.
What do you compete? What kind of competitions?
I don't know, but if you win,
beauty blogger takedown.
If you win, you are a glam master.
Oh,
so there.
Because if it's a beauty competition, quote unquote, there are going to be people who are not going to have a problem with that.
That's right, because they can't qualify because
I'm
they
sure
have
it's going to
no
be
beauty.
More about like doing makeup on other people. People and hair that kind of stuff.
So. American Idol could be coming back. TMZ reports ABC is looking to bring back the talent competition show by next March. Base it in New York City. But Fremantle Productions, who owns the rights, says the show must stay in L.A. There's also going to be a question as to who will host since, well, as you all know, as you found out here, Ryan Seacrest is moving to New York so that he can co-host live with Kelly Ripa. Okay, Danny DeVito and Jeff Goldblum, Always Sunny in Philadelphia star Danny DeVito and Jeff Goldblum, getting together for a new comedy series on Amazon. Hollywood Reporter says the pair will play a couple of musicians who are forced to reunite despite their long-standing hatred for one another. Oh, so it's like Simon and Garfunkel. Okay, I got it. Yeah.
Okay, all right.
Big fan of The Christmas Story, that movie, you know? Okay, The Wrap reports the house, which was used as the set of the cult classic, is now part of the Christmas Story Museum, and the owners are now letting up to six fans spend the night where Ralphie and Randy lived in their twin beds. Yep. For only $495 a night. Of course, that's just
only.
That's the starting rate. Likely to get more expensive as you get closer to Christmas. The guest who will stay in the house will have full access to the home an hour before after the public tours close. They go 9 a.m. until the following morning. So if you want availability, you can go look it up. It's somewhere.
I mean, I like it. I don't like it that much.
Yeah, it's a fun show to watch. I'm not going to watch it more than once or even once and a half.
I was going to say, I watch it on Christmas Eve when it's on, you know, 24 hours a day.
Exactly, which reminds me, Chelsea, did you set your DVR before you left for work so you could get all the Star Wars?
Oh, dang it.
See, you knew you forgot something.
Hey, what's going on now? Facebook trounced estimates on the back of excellent growth in ad sales and its massive active user base. Profits were up 76% compared to a year ago. Facebook's hiring 3,000 people for its community operations team to help stop hate speech, child abuse, and self-harm being broadcast on the website. The move follows recent cases of murder, even suicide, streamed on Facebook Live. Financial services provider First Horizon Financial is purchasing Capital Bank Financial for cash and stock in a deal valued at $2.2 billion. Occidental Petroleum is expected to report a smaller quarterly profit today as high costs outweigh gains from a rise in crude prices. Occidental has cut its budget for the year and has been focusing on Texas's prolific Permian Basin. Offshore drilling contractor Noble Corporation is expected to post a quarterly loss compared with a year-ago profit as customer spending on expensive offshore projects remains weak. Futures are trending upward at this hour. That's your money now.
Thinking about life insurance? What if you could make one free phone call and learn your best price from nearly a dozen highly rated, price competitive companies? Well, that's exactly what happens when you call SelectQuote Life. For example, George is 40. He was getting sky-high quotes from other companies because he takes meds to control his blood pressure. But when I shopped around, I found him a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $28 a month. I'm SelectQuote agent Dan Savino. And believe me, if SelectQuote isn't shopping for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-244-6060. That's 1-800-244-6060. 1-800-244-6060. Or go to SelectQuote.com. Since 1985, we shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policy at selectquote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Hey, Brazos Valley, it's Pete Lair with Harvey Wurstbangers. This month's specialty is our famous burger stuffed with Hatch green chilies and goat cheese. There are lots of different green chilies, but only those raised in the unique soil and climate of Hatch, New Mexico are absolutely the best. First, we roast them till the skin is black and blistered. Then we place them in a plastic bag so that the steam loosens the skin so it can be peeled away. Then we dice them up and fold them into smooth, creamy goat cheese. Goat cheese is different from cheese made from cow's milk. It has a more tart and salty flavor. And I think that's what brings such a wonderful intensity to the burger itself. We stuff that mixture in the middle of a hand-formed black Angus patty, then cook it to perfection. Served on a warm grilled sourdough bun with all the trimmings and a pile of fresh-cut fries, just try one and you'll understand why it's my personal favorite. And obviously, I've tried them all. There's still a few of you who are afraid to come in because you think you're going to be eating in a laundromat. You're just going to have to take a chance, and trust me on this one. Harvey Wurstbangers, we've been on the Texas bucket list. If we're not on your bucket list, maybe we should be.
Since I've been Facebook's most vocal critic for allowing anyone and everyone to post rapes, murders, and child pornography on its website, it would be wrong of me not to publicly acknowledge when they do something right. Today, I'll give them a very guarded congratulations. Kim Commander with your Thursday Digital Consumer Tech Update. Here's why I'm being guarded. Yesterday, Facebook loudly announced that it's hiring 3,000 new employees to act as monitors. This is good. If these people exercise proper judgment and immediately remove the vile content that's been allowed up to now. But remember, these are the same folks who haven't been able to figure out what's fake news and what's real. The same people who were notified by the British press when users posted child porn on Facebook and did nothing about it, until Great Britain threatened to file charges against them. So here's hoping that this time, Facebook is serious. Get all the tech news updated 24/7 at news.commando.com. That's K-O-M-A-N-D-O.
Hey, honey, you want to go out for dinner?
I can't. I'm stuck on hold with the stupid cable company trying to get another rate reduction.
Didn't you already do that?
I do it every 6 months. They just keep raising our rates. I'm done. It's time to cut the cable. with CableGone.com.
Are you sick and tired of being gouged by your cable company? Sitting on hold, endlessly waiting for customer service?
Your call is important to us.
Paying exorbitant bills, but getting fewer and fewer channels?
Please hold for the next available representative.
National radio host and USA Today columnist Kim Komando here. Millions of Americans have found a better way to get their favorite channels for free. The solution? CableGone.com. Here's what the cable companies don't want you to know. Most top shows and major sports are available now without expensive cable or satellite.
Hey, honey, you want to go out for dinner?
Sure, let's go out for steak with all the money we saved with CableGone.com.
Learn more now at CableGone.com.
The Kim Komando Show is brought to you by Kubota. Value, efficiency, and performance. Find a Kubota dealer near you at TexasKubotaDealers.com.
WTAW News Time is 8:31. It's 60 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by Signature Care Emergency Center. Treating children and adults by board-certified physicians 24/7. For medical care and emergency room needs, your care is our signature. Visit ercare24.com. Good morning. I'm Chelsea Reber. The annual arrival of property valuation notices has started in Brazos County. Brian Mayor Pro Tem Greg Owens talked about his, one of 67,000 sent to owners of residential and commercial properties, on our show.
And of course, on my street, I got certain neighbors that are doing improvements above improvements. The appraisal district's just circling like a buzzard out there.
Chief Appraiser Mark Price says their numbers are based on sales data the last 2 years. Price invites property owners who think their valuations are too high to drop by the appraisal district office. No appointment is needed through the rest of the month, and bring information about your home or business that they might not know about.
Maybe there's a crack slab in their home or something like that. We don't get inside those homes, so we don't have information on some of those issues.
Appointments for valuation protests start June 5th. Construction will start soon on adding parking at Crockett Elementary School in Bryan.
That follows school board action this week, naming the contractor. Construction manager Jeff Windsor says there will be 19 more spaces when the $80,000 project's completed by July 1st. But another $20,000 was added as a contingency, particularly to cover costs when there's damage to utility lines that no one knew existed.
If it's not on a plan, he has somebody come out to locate it, and he hits something anyway. It's not really fair to make him pay for it. Those are the kind of things that are not really his fault that we would use for contingency.
Monday's Bryan ISD board meeting also included an executive session to discuss with their attorney an unusual situation at Kemp Carver Elementary. No action was taken, and the board's lawyer refused to give details on legal issues pertaining to the school's public announcement system. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
The next threat of a shutdown of the federal government will take place at the end of September. Yesterday, the House approved the latest stopgap spending bill after President Trump threatened to shut down somewhere in the future. Congressman Bill Flores of Bryan considered the president's remarks inappropriate.
Look, I support him about 90% of his ambitions and his statements, but this is one of those where I have to differ from him.
Flores voted for the omnibus funding bill.
Because of the positive things it has, I think, outweigh the negatives.
Positives listed by Flores includes increased funding for what he calls important basic research he considers critical to Texas A&M, the University of Texas, and Baylor. This year's Bryan College Station Chamber of Commerce annual trip to Washington, D.C. has had an attitude of optimism that hasn't been on Capitol Hill in years.
This year, as far as the tax bill and the health bill, there's a lot of things on the table that we're really, when we're getting in with the Congress men and women, they're actually saying that we might could get some of these things done and quickly.
Chamber President Glenn Brewer has participated in 8 trips to meet federal lawmakers and other officials, who in turn say they're glad to see the local delegation. WTAW News Time is 8:34. It's 60 degrees. You can text us any time of the day at 979-695-1620. This look at news is brought to you by Signature Care Emergency Center. More news anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
When you or your loved ones need emergency medical care fast, remember Signature Care Emergency Centers. We're available 24 hours a day to deliver on-demand and the most reliable care for you. Our experienced nurses and board-certified physicians have years of unmatched experience. Our state-of-the-art facilities will get you the most effective treatment, period. Plus, we accept all major private insurance carriers for your convenience. For more, call 213-5728 or click ercare24.com. Signature Care Emergency Center, located on Texas Avenue South, across from Kohl's.
Texas Regional Eye Center is Aggieland's exclusive home for LASIK vision correction. And now, for a limited time, you can save up to $760 on all laser LASIK. Financing is available with nothing down and $180 for 24 months. Call Texas Regional Eye Center today at 774-0498 or visit texasregionaleye.com. Save over $700 on LASIK. Available in Aggieland, only at Texas Regional Eye Center.
Let's do some weather, shall we? It's 8:35, and the weather's brought to you this morning by United Roofing and Sheet Metal, home of the Duralast Roof System, world's best roof. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to unitedroofingpros.com. All right, pretty good weather going on out there.
Sunshine and breezy today as low pressure moves away from the area, so does a cold front. We'll have temperatures up to 75 later today. Clear overnight, lows are going to drop down to 55. Tomorrow, with high pressure headed our way, we'll enjoy sunshine. Should be close to 80 tomorrow afternoon. Tomorrow night, clear. Lows will be 50 to 55. Saturday's going to be mostly sunny, and temperature Saturday will be 80 to 85 degrees. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
There you go. Once again, I want to remind you, an accident on the freeway at Rock Prairie down in that area, Barron Road, and that's the northbound lane. So if you can avoid that, that'd be a pretty good thing. Let's head over to Austin, and State Representative John Rainey joins us. Good morning. How are you today?
Doing great, Scott. It's I think we've got three more Mondays.
Yeah, I know. I know y'all are counting it down. And yeah, it's interesting. Have you heard anything from what's going on in the room where the Joint Committee sits down and talks?
Well, I heard a rumor.
Okay.
I can't substantiate it, but I heard a rumor, and I hope it's true. Heard it this morning, not from anybody on the committee, so it's not substantiated, but I think that there's some movement by the Senate to go with the House's version of higher education funding. So if that's true, it's good news.
Good. Now, that's and do you remember what the kind of differential there was as far as funding, or what are the major differences there on the House version as opposed to the Senate version?
The Senate version of the budget was pretty well eliminated all the special items for the regional colleges, which in some instances cut them almost 50%. So I feel like there had to be some movement there.
Well, you couldn't do, and I know now I recall that, but they said they were going to do away with all special items, and that's millions and millions of dollars. And so I guess they're willing to walk back that
those special items really weren't special items. Maybe they were at one point, but they've become a portion of the budget had been utilized in that way and named that for many, many sessions. And so it was just a way of appropriating money that was used, a long time.
Sure.
And frankly, you know, the Senate version cut A&M about $35 million.
Correct, right.
So we're hopeful, particularly hopeful about the medical school and where that was. I would be real pleased if we get all that restored to what the House wanted.
What's John Rainey joining us from Austin this morning. Now, also, y'all voted yesterday on HB 22. That's going to change the way that the kids are standardized test. Is that right?
That's correct, and there was an amendment to that bill, I believe. But anyway, regardless, it changes the testing on American history to basically be what the immigrants go through when they're taking their immigration bill.
We took a sample test yesterday, and we got all 10 right here. Of course, there was the three of us on the show taking the test. Maybe that helped. But
y'all cheated,
so,
huh?
Yeah, so we could combine answers or talk about it if we needed to. You've got a couple of pieces of legislation on the floor. Tell us about those.
Yeah, I've got a bill that is, I guess you'd say, it assists in providing information for embryo donation. We call it, encourage embryo donation, and allows DFPS and physicians who perform assisted reproduction procedures to educate folks about the availability of embryos left over from other cases where couples who had leftover embryos, and would encourage people who are trying to get pregnant to have the opportunity to use those. And it's purely informational, but it's a good pro-life bill, and we're looking forward to that today. And then we've got a another bill that I think is really important. It doesn't affect a whole lot of folks, about 400, I think. But it has to do with intellectually, developmentally disabled folks who are working under state-funded programs that are through nonprofits. These programs will are programs where the state is buying things from these nonprofits, and it kind of plugs up a loophole and allows them to be receive minimum wage. I thought it was kind of bad form where some of these companies who are receiving that money from the state but then paying those folks less than minimum wage, and it didn't make me happy. So when that bill came to me, I was happy to pick it up.
Sure, that sounds like a kind of right thing to do type of
legislation. It did to me. Yeah. And it's not like we're dealing with thousands of folks. We're only dealing with about 400. And I felt like it was the right thing to do so those folks could have a little money to spend. And it was being paid for by state money anyway, so it was to me like they were being taken advantage of, and the state program was being taken advantage of too.
Well, like you say, only 3 weeks left. State Representative John Rainey joins us each week. You can hear the interview archived on our website at WTAW.com. Thanks for the time this morning.
You bet, Scott.
All right.
See you later.
Thank Bye-bye. You now. Bye. 8:41, let's turn our attention to the Aggieland Humane Society, and Leah's here this morning. How are you today?
I'm well. How are you?
Good. What's going on in your world?
Well, I know I sound like a broken record, but we still have pit bull wellness vouchers available for Brazos County and surrounding county residents that own a pit bull already and would like to have their pit bull spayed or neutered. It's a free voucher. You bring your dog by, we'll microchip it and get you your voucher to get that spay or neuter procedure done. And the vets are, you know, ready and willing to help us out. We're really grateful for that. And again, it's free.
Good
free,
price.
Free spay or neuter for your pit bull. I mean, I don't know how to make that any more enticing. Yeah. So we still have a couple left, and as soon as they're gone, they're gone. And every year, you know, this is a grant that's it's funded by a grant by the Texas Animal Friendly License Plates. So we don't know year to year if we're going to be able to do it again. So this might be the last time. We don't know, or the grant or some of the things might change in the program. So take advantage of it now while you can. The pit bulls are one of the harder placed dogs because they're kind of like ultimate athletes. Mm-hmm. They pretty much get out of it almost anything, which I know people are going, so why do I want one? but they are a really, really loyal companion.
Yep.
And, you know, because of our apartment complex, here, a lot of them don't allow pit bulls, so again, it's harder for us to place as well. Other than that, we're looking at we're pretty much at the calm before the storm for kitten and puppy season. We have kittens. We currently have 75 kittens in foster care.
Wow.
And they're all between, there's one litter that's probably going to come back within the next week.
Mm-hmm.
But then the rest, we're looking at somewhere between, they're all between 15 days and 26 days old. So they're all going to come back eventually. So we will have plenty of kittens available come June, July, and onward. So if you're interested, you know, you're off for the summer. You guys talked about needing something to do over the summer with the kids out. Maybe you're thinking about foster care. It's temporary housing of a pet. We work around your schedule as far as, you know, you're going out of town in 3 weeks, but we need kittens that maybe need 2 weeks. So
mm-hmm.
Our foster coordinator is really happy to have people help out like that. And just let her know when you're going to be there and when you're not. And she does an amazing job coordinating all of that. And right now we have a campaign for heartworm prevention or heartworm treatment for a couple of dogs we have a great little she's maybe a Jack Russell-y Whippet or Italian Greyhound type mix.
Mm-hmm.
She's older, but even though she's much older, she still loves to play with her little tennis ball. She has heartworms. We have a couple others that do as well. So those medical rescue funds directly help those pets. We can do so much with a little bit of help. So check out our website for all that information, or our Facebook page, AggielandHumane.org is the website. And come by and visit us, 5359 Leonard Road.
That's a deal. Thanks a bunch.
Thank you.
Yep, visit the folks from the Humane Society every Thursday on News Talk 1620 WTAW. Now let's head to the city of Bryan. Kayla's here this morning. How you doing?
We're doing great. Enjoying this weather.
Yeah.
It's cool, but the sun's out.
That's right. Brought a guest with you this
morning.
We did.
We have Kevin Russell here. He's a man of many hats. He's
mm-hmm.
going to share information about Coulter Airfield, development services, and economic development
Super.
In the city of Bryan.
How you doing, Kevin?
Good. How are you this morning?
Good. Glad to have you back. Well, all right, let's start. What do we got going on in Coulter?
Oh, start at Coulter.
Yeah, let's do that. Yeah, because I want to end with developmental.
Okay.
All right.
So right now at Coulter, we have one private hangar that's currently under construction. We have one that we're in negotiations with, so that would be two private hangars, which we've been working for about the last 3 to 5 years trying to get these things started. And
right.
they're finally starting, and we're seeing a lot of activity pick up. We're in negotiations with others also, so we're hoping those things continue on. The city's also building a T-hanger unit, a 10-unit T-hanger unit, and a box hanger for more of a corporate-type situation. And that was our city council appropriated some funds for Coulter to do that. So we're looking forward to that. That's currently in design and should be under construction, we hope, by the summertime.
So a true alternative for people.
Sure. And believe it or not, with just the discussions and knowing that the money's available to build these things, we've already have our tenant lease, our tenant waiting list, and it'll be 100% occupied once it's built.
It's a great place for a party, too.
Yes, it is.
It really is.
I was going to mention that Scotty's house event was very successful.
Yeah.
I think there may have been some issues on the parking side when people were leaving, which really doesn't have anything to do with Coulter. It's more of the event coordination, but it's a great place to have those community events, and we really love to have them out there.
All right. What else we got?
Well, a couple of things that I'd like to hit on. Ageless Aviation is going to be out there on Friday. Ageless Aviation is a nonprofit group that comes into our airport. They select a few, and luckily, we're very pleased that they selected Coulter Field. And what they do is they give veterans that are living in long-term care flights on a Boeing Stearman.
Oh, wow.
And they do it for free.
Oh, man.
And it takes them back to the time when a lot of these folks were in World War II. They take them up in a flight. They bring them back down where they're basically don't have to worry about pains and aches or anything. They get to go have a great time. We at the airport provide lunch. We keep them out there. They'll start their first group at 9, the next group at 11, and they'll finish up early in the afternoon. So
that's a great deal.
Yeah, it's a really neat deal. Two last things about Coulter. Over the last two fiscal years, and this is because of our growth, and I'll hit on that in just a second, we've increased our fuel sales over 15%, which is really, really good. And that's because when we took over the management of the airport in 2010, we had about 72 base tenants. In 2013, we grew from 72 to 78. Not a huge growth, but some growth.
Mm-hmm.
From 2013 to the end of the beginning of 2016, we're up to 110 tenants.
Oh, my.
So the airport is growing.
Absolutely.
And we have TxDOT Aviation, our Department of Transportation, the division of TxDOT Aviation, is doing a impact analysis for all the airports in Texas. In 2011, they did one for Coulter, and at that point in time, so if you're looking at 72 tenants, at that point in time, the indirect benefit of that airport was about $7.5 million to our community.
All right.
So we're expecting a much better numbers at
certainly double-digit millions. Yeah, would think so.
I think so. I'll talk a little bit about the Triangle Park and then end up on some of the development.
Sure.
The Triangle Park is owned. It's the Brian Brazos County Economic Development Foundation.
Mm-hmm.
The members of the board are Brian City Councilmen, commissioners, and then some people that are appointed from the community. And it's where Access Pipe and Tube and Kristen is at now, off of Highway 6 and Mumford Road and Mickland Road.
Right.
And we continue to respond from requests for information from the state that companies contact the state of Texas wanting to locate in our area, and we respond to those requests. And recently we were shortlisted, and we went out and showed a company actually from Japan some property out there. And we'll know soon if we're going to be the preferred site, and then we can move forward. It'll be a nice addition. It'll be somewhere between 11 and 15 million in investment, and about 25 jobs that average about 65,000 if we can land this particular.
How full is the park? What's the best way to express, you know, what your capacity is, or how full are you?
Well, we have lots of land.
Okay.
We have lots of land, and patience is a big deal on the what I call the phase two of the park.
Mm-hmm.
That's about probably about 400 acres left there, and so what we're looking for is another access type company, what we would call a super site. So we're very trying to be patient on that side. On the frontage, on the Wheeler side, which is what I call phase one, that fronts the frontage road of Highway 6 between 2818 and OSR, that's smaller tracks that we would like to get those things developed quicker.
Sure.
But, you know, it, we're competing with not only other cities in the state of Texas, we're competing against the world and the nation.
Yeah.
So it can be difficult.
Shortlisted is a good thing.
it is very good.
Yeah.
A little bit on the Bryan Business Council.
Yeah.
So that's another economic development arm that helps the city recruit business and increase our tax base. We recently had a workshop with them where we kind of redefined. Well, didn't really redefine. We updated and their plan of work, and from that plan of work, we created four subcommittees that they're focusing on. One is commercial infill, one is residential infill, one is culture field, and the other is education.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, what they're looking at is hindrances to development. What can they do? What advice can they provide our council to help move hindrances out of the way to make it easier to develop in Bryan?
Well, how does the Bryan Business Council embrace education? That's the one that sounds like it's a little off. Off center for the others.
As Bryan Independent School District goes, the city of Bryan goes, and so what they want to do is they want to make sure that we're providing the best information, the correct information, and talking about the programs that they have, that such as the Collegiate High School, that's probably one of the best in the nation, and make sure that information is getting out in the community.
Okay. I'm running out of time, and I want to have him back. Okay, can we have him back real quickly? Because we did a three-part thing a few years ago. I mean, just because it's a vast thing. But before you leave, I do want to ask you that it seems like there's a repurpose now to the Research Valley Partnership. How does that impact the city of Bryan?
I don't think it's going to impact. It will be positive. It's not going to be a negative impact. I think that what's happening right now is the Research Valley and Texas A&M, City of Bryan, City of College Station, and Brazos County are all going to be on the same page and moving in the same direction, which is going to be very helpful for recruitment into the Texas Triangle Park, Rellis campus, the whole community, both cities.
Got it. Okay. Thank you. And if you could come back in a couple of weeks, I'm serious, I'd really like to have you back. Okay.
I'll be more than happy to.
And your daughter plays softball for A&M, right?
Yes. Go to that softball game.
I hope they do well. Thank you, Kevin. Anything else you got?
Yes, just a few quick reminders. First Friday is tomorrow. In downtown Bryan, it's also Cinco de Mayo, so there's going to be a lot of special celebrations because of the day. And if I'm not mistaken, we actually have a new business in downtown Bryan that will also be celebrating their grand opening this first Friday. Yes.
Okay.
So if you haven't been, we encourage you to take your family and friends. Of course, it's very, very family-oriented. Also, Paw Palooza is on Saturday. That's the Bryan Animal Center's annual event, celebrating pet health and wellness, and also the adoption reunion to celebrate all of the forever friends that have been placed in their forever homes. We'll have 100 free microchips and 100 free rabies vaccinations, as well as free adoptions. So if you don't have a forever friend and you're looking for one, we will have, I believe the number is somewhere in the neighborhood of about 20 different dogs that will be on site and available for adoption the day of the event. And then from a hiring perspective, the City of Bryan Parks and Recreation Department is currently hiring lifeguards, camp counselors, and recreation attendants. We need you for our summer programs, our special events, our camps. They play a very important role in our community enjoying all of these different facilities, parks, and events. So apply online at bryantx.gov. And then also, we've just announced the upcoming test for firefighters and EMT personnel to join the Bryan Fire Department. So the test is on June 30th, but the last day to apply is June 21st. So that is online at bryantx.gov. If you want to go directly to our hiring portal, it's bryantxjobs.com. But there's also a link on the homepage. So
lots of
information.
Sounds good. All right. Thanks for the time
this morning.
Thank you. Yep. This is the folks from the City of Bryan on Thursdays on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Producer Saturday classes are back in session in the Ag Center by the fireplace. Each week from 11 a.m. until noon, experts will cover a variety of topics for the ag producer and the home gardener. Producer Saturday classes, they're educational and they're free.
This Saturday, May 6th, it's valuing your cattle herd. Learn how to value your herd from a buyer's perspective so you can develop it to get the most from what you take to market this week at Producers. Producers, on Texas Avenue in Bryan, just north of 21.
Randy South is a local, for sure, has been most of his life. A good friend of many, and yes, Randy is the son of the longtime voice of the Aggies, Dave South. He doesn't talk about it a lot, but Randy was part of the beginning of Operation Desert Storm. How well we all recall watching on CNN that day, January 17th, 1991, the aerial and naval bombardment to expel Iraqi troops of Saddam Hussein from Kuwait. Randy South was there, 2nd Battalion, 3rd Marines.
We had gotten there like 2 days before the air war started. But we were deployed before that for a contingency anywhere else in the world. So they kept us there because of the Philippines. It was acting up a little bit of that area. And then 2 days before the war started, they moved us into Iraq. And then like spent a night there. And then the next day and then that night, that's when the air war started.
Randy enlisted in the Marines in 1987, age 17. Not quite old enough to do it on his own.
My mother and father had to sign for me to get into the Marine Corps. As you know, because I wasn't an adult yet, but I could sign up, but they had to sign for me saying that that was okay to do that.
Why the Marines and why then?
I wasn't really ready for college yet, and I had a friend that went into the Marine Corps, and I was just kind of looking around, and I went into the Marine Corps office here in College Station, started talking to them a little bit, and next thing I know, I signed up and went.
After some training in Hawaii, then the training really got serious, training for biological warfare. That's a different kind of deal.
Very difficult to fight. The gear you wear is very cumbersome. Your vision is limited. It's very hot in those gears. I mean, you know, you will actually, you know, friends who are really good friends start to get after each other a little bit because it's just you can't move very well. It's hard to fire your weapon, and it's a difficult way to fight. You know, you'd rather not fight in a chemical environment if you had to, but we were prepared for it and we could do it. But it's very difficult.
The day before the air battle began, January the 17th, Randy South recalls a phone conversation he had with his dad, Dave.
When we had got there, they had MCI and AT&T had set up these huge phone tents. I had called him the day before the air war started, and I had talked to him a little bit on the phone. And building up to that, you know, the anxiety before you go is the hardest part, the anxiety. And then when I called him, when I got there, I told him everything's fine. You know, this is where I'm supposed to be. I feel comfortable with being here, and everything's going to be all right. Don't worry about anything you hear. You'll hear from me again. And then that night, the air war broke out. Well, he thought I knew something. And I really didn't. I was just trying to comfort them. Well, then the air war broke out, so they're thinking, well, he must have known something. And now it's all broke out, and he just didn't want to tell us. So they were on their, you know, on their heels a little bit until I was able to, you know, converse with them again.
Much of Randy South's job with the 3rd Marines was dealing with POWs.
We started taking on so many POWs, and you know, we were using a lot of psychological type warfare on them, you know, dropping pamphlets on them, which, you know, you'll have some here in the show. But and the type of troops that were on the front line have been bombed for like 30 days straight from the air. And some of them were 16 years old, some of them looked like they were 60 years old. And these were guys they just threw out there, you know, like cannon fodder, just to slow stuff down. And they weren't motivated to fight. They weren't motivated to be there. These were just common people, not really trained that well. And, you know, he started kind of having compassion for them, you know, because you could tell they did not want to be there. And we took on so many, and we were having to drive trucks to take them back to POW camps and just, you know, because we took on so many. I mean, they were coming up to us almost. We were mixed in with them. Most time you keep POWs at a distance. Well, you know, you find us crammed in there with them, sitting there with a rifle, but, you know, mixed all in with them.
Obviously, a lot more story Randy South can tell. What we want to say is thank you for your service, Randy South. And that's Bravo Brazos Valley. Brought to you by Coldwell Banker, Agtown Realtors, voted the best in the Brazos Valley. I'm Tom Turbeville.
About a minute till, News Talk 1620 WTAW. So, pandas.
Pandas.
They're really cute.
They're so cute.
They really are. Well, whether in London, D.C., or Madrid, nearly all giant pandas in today's zoos are technically on a 5 or 10 year loan from China.
Huh?
Uh-huh. At a substantial price. Now,
wow.
The first ones back in the 1980s, they gave to us.
Okay.
But most of them have passed away because their lifespan is only 30 years.
Oh, okay.
So now what they do is they basically rent them out at anywhere between $500 to $1 million per year.
Oh my gosh.
For a giant panda.
Wow.
The reason? Because they can.
Yeah.
People want to see pandas, so the zoos have to pay for it. And we're talking cha-ching.
Yeah.
So, you know, for a communist country.
Let me loan
country,
you my panda.
Yeah, that's it. It'll only cost you like $700,000
sure.
a year.
No big
got
deal.
That going on? All right, well, we're back tomorrow. Yeah, that's the show. WTAW College Station Brian.